Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Me'ilah, and we are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Dalit. So the Mishnah talks about not a leaven or korosh al hagdish. If a person takes a beam or a rock that belongs to hagdish, hareza lamal, he didn't violate meila because the gizbar was in charge of it, and you haven't taken it out of hagdish by taking it. Nisana lechavero, but if the gizbar then gives it to somebody else, meaning originally we're saying the gizbar takes it, but the gizbar already had it, so by him taking it for himself, it's not a violation of meila. But if he then gives it to somebody else, who ma'al, then he violated me'ila because it's now in someone else's rishos, but v'chaveru lo ma'al, but the other guy did not yet violate me'ila because he didn't get any hana'ah from it. But b'no, b'soch beso, if the gizbar builds the beam or the oven into his house, so hareza lo ma'al ad sheyadu tachta b'shavapruta. He's only in violation of me'ila when he gets a shavapruta's worth of living under it, so he gets that amount of hana'ah from it. Not all pruta. If the gizbar takes a pruta that belongs to hagdish, hareza lo ma'al, again he hasn't violated me. Lu was already in his rishus because he's the gizbar, the son of the chaveru, but he gives it to somebody else, who ma'al, then he did violate me'ila, the chaveru lo ma'al, but the other guy did not violate me'ila, the son of the balan. If the gizbar gives the pruta to the bathhouse attendant to pay for the usage of the bathhouse, people didn't have bathrooms in their own homes, so you went to a local bathhouse and you paid for the person who set it up and who heated the water and who took care of the place. Aval pishol arachatz, even though you haven't bathed in it yet, ma'al, you violated me'ila. Shu'omrlo, because as soon as the guy gets paid, harei merchatz p'suchi konis ruchotz, the bathhouse attendant will always tell you, gazonteit, go ahead and use the bathhouse. Mishnah hey, achilaso v'achilas chaveru, person's own eating and someone else's eating, meaning you ate a chatzi pruta of hagdish food and you fed someone else a chatzi pruta of hagdish food, or you benefit a chatzi pruta's worth and you're mahanes somebody a chatzi pruta's worth of hagdish, achilas of hanayis chavero, or you're ochel and you're mahanes someone else, hanias of achilas chavero, you're nana and you're machil someone else, misarf mzemze, the misarf to the sheer pruta of afilu zman meruba, even over a very long period of time. There's no time limit on the amount of time that you have to get the pruta's worth of hana'a from hagdish. So to review what we learned today in Parakei Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you take a stone or a beam, the gizbar takes a stone or a beam that belongs to hagdish, he has not violated me'ila until he gives it to somebody else, and that somebody else has not violated me'ila. If he builds a stone or a beam into his house, he hasn't violated me'ila until he gets a shavar pruta's worth of benefit from it. If he takes money that belongs to hagdish, the gizbar, he has not violated me'ila until he gives it to somebody else, at which point he violates me'ila, but not the other guy. If he gives money to a bathhouse attendant that belongs to hagdish, even though he hasn't yet bathed, he's violated me'ila, because at that point the bathhouse attendant will allow him to do whatever he wants. He opens the doors of the bathhouse for him. In Mishnah Hey, we said that we can be mitzaref my achila and someone else's achila, my hana, someone else's hana, my achila, someone else's hana, my hana, someone else's achila, and no matter over how long a period of time, in order to equal the shear of a shavar pruta for a violation of me'ila. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Me'ilah.